This program contains general information about legal matters and should not be used as an alternative to legal advice for your specific case. If you have any specific questions about any legal matter, you should consult Greg Leiter or other professional legal services providers. You should never delay seeking legal advice, disregard legal advice, or commence or discontinue any legal action because of information from this program. Welcome to Personal Injury Straight Talk on 1340 WJOL, brought to you by Greg Leiter, lead attorney with Leiter Law Offices. And here's your host, legal expert and your legal advocate, Greg Leiter.
Good afternoon, Will County. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We've got a half hour this afternoon to talk about some issues regarding personal injury. And as always, feel free to give us a call here on air with any questions that you might have, 815-254-7300. As always, feel free to give us a call at the office if you're more comfortable speaking off the air. We can be reached at 815-723-7600. But if you are going to call off the air and call the office, give it about a half hour till we get out of here. And we have some time to chat. Feel free to also look us up online at www.gleiterlaw.com. We are going to start this afternoon talking about what is called a contingency fee agreement. That is a contract that most personal injury lawyers work off of. Usually you're not going to pay a personal injury attorney hourly to handle your case. Although at times it does happen, and I know I handle a few of those, but usually what happens is you enter into a contingency fee agreement, and that's not only true with personal injury, but that's also generally true with workers' compensation. An attorney that handles your case is going to be paid at the end of the day. Their fee is going to be contingent upon what they're able to recover for you. And I can tell you that most personal injury attorneys, for example, have a fee, a contingency fee of 1/3 or 40% of what they're able to recover for you. A lot of times that fee goes up if the attorney is forced to try it in front of a jury, obviously because there's extra time and extra work that's involved. But I can tell you, usually it's 1/3 or 40%. And with workers' compensation, it's a little bit different because there are some intricacies involved in a workers' compensation contract. But as a general rule, the contingency fee on a work comp case is going to be 20%. But again, there's certain limitations with workers' comp. There's limitations on the total amount of a fee that attorney can get on that. So that's something that you need to sit down and discuss with a work comp attorney. And, I'm happy to discuss it with anybody, off the air if they have questions about it. But the way it generally works, on a contingency fee type arrangement, and again, not always, but this is as a general rule, the attorney is going to pay the costs of the case up front and during the course of litigation. There's a filing fee a lot of times. If the case is in court and there's litigation, there's costs for medical records, for depositions, court reporters, experts. It all adds up, and litigation gets expensive. And generally, your attorney will pay those costs for you at the time of litigation. And then at the end, if you're able to recover through either a settlement or a trial, the way it works is that the attorney gets reimbursed for their costs, their out-of-pocket expenses in prosecuting the case on your behalf. And, that's in addition to the contingency fee. So, and the reason it's a contingency fee is, the attorney is going to pay thousands of dollars in cost to try to get your case worked up and to get you the best result possible. And they don't always pan out. There's times where there's no settlement to be reached, or there's no verdict in your favor. And in that situation, the attorney is going to be out, his or her costs. They aren't going to come after the client for their out of pocket, costs related to a case. And you know, it could be 5, 10, 15, you know, sometimes more. I know on a medical malpractice case, you're going to have costs that at the end of the day could be well into the six figures. So that's why they say it's contingent. You know, the attorney's fee is contingent upon what they're able to recover for the client. And the way, again, it generally works is that you take your fee of 30, 40%, 20% on a work comp case, and then the attorneys automatically reimburse their out-of-pocket costs and expenses. So that's kind of a general idea of what a contingency fee is. Again, it differs from attorney to attorney. You know, like myself, there's plenty of attorneys out there that will also help you out with a case, whether it's personal injury or another civil matter, on an hourly type rate where a retainer is paid at the time of the initial consultation, and then the attorney keeps track of the time that they spend, and we can bill hourly. So, you know, that's another arrangement, and you know, depends on the case, depends on the attorney, a lot of factors that go into it. But that is a general breakdown of a contingency fee. So 815-254-7300 is our number. 815-723-7600 is the office number. Personal injury cases, let's talk for a few seconds about recovering on a personal injury case. And we know we can recover for pain and suffering. We know we can recover for a person's medical bills. But what about recovery for lost wages and future earnings? The way it works generally is if you're involved in an accident, for example, and you miss time from work, you should be able to recover on your personal injury case for the time off of work as a result of this other party's negligence. Okay. But it is not an absolute type rule, okay? What you need in order to recover for your personal, for your lost wages generally is a note from your treating doctor, okay? So if you're involved in an accident on Saturday or Sunday, and you take off of work, you know, Monday, Tuesday, you know, that's pretty reasonable, and you should be able to recover for that time off. But if you start talking weeks or months, you know, off of work because of an accident, if you don't have a note from your doctor or an order from your doctor, if you're not under the care of a doctor who can substantiate that for you, it's going to be very difficult to get reimbursed or recover for that time off of work. You know, what you're doing is you're building your case. You're providing documentation to the insurance company so that they can justify reimbursing you for the time, you know, off of work. And you know, I've had clients call me in the past who have been in an accident and, you know, took a month off of work after. And you know, I asked them which doctor has kept them off of work, and they'll say, "Well, no, I went to the emergency room and they told me to go back when I feel better." Which is fine. And then we look at what a reasonable time, after an accident to be off of work is. And, you know, again, I'm going to propose a couple of days, at the max, unless you, are under the care of a doctor who can back you up on that and keep you off of work for further time. And then you have the situation where, it's a more serious type injury, and it's going to be reasonably certain or probable that in the future you're going to need to miss work, whether that's for future medical appointments, whether it's because of the type of work that you were doing, and as a result of the accident, you're no longer to do that same kind of work in the future. Then you would be potentially entitled to what's called future earnings. And from, you know, a personal injury perspective, we look at the age of the client, of the employee. We look at the occupation. But then again, it's the same thing. You're going to need some kind of permanent restrictions or limitations from a doctor that's going to say, hey, you know, this person can't go back and do this type of work in the future. And then we look at the wages that the person was making before the accident versus their vocation and employability after the accident. And we looked at it's essentially a diminished earnings capacity for that person, and it's something that they should be compensated for in a personal injury case. Again, it gets complicated, and if you're in that situation where there's a potential for a diminished future earnings because of an accident, or if you know that with any kind of certainty or probability that you're going to be missing work in the future because of future medical treatment, you need to consult with an attorney and go over that and make sure all your ducks are in a row so that you can maximize your recovery with the insurance company and ultimately get compensated from the insurance company for that time off in the future. And, you know, with workers' compensation, again, it's a little bit different. There are certain nuances. If you're in a workers' compensation accident and you're unable to go back to that job in the future due to permanent restrictions that are invoked by your doctor, you're entitled to not necessarily your lost wages, but there's what's called a wage differential, which, similar to personal injury, we look at the wages that the employee was making before the work incident, and then we look at what the doctor we look at the limitations from the doctor that says, hey, this employee can't go back to the same kind of physical manual labor job that he was doing before. And then you're entitled to what's called vocational rehabilitation, which means your employer and the insurance company are on the hook to try to get you some kind of voc rehab or education so that you can go back, and even if it's not at the same job, but you can make some kind of substantial, wages, some kind of employability that's comparable, or gives you other means to make a living, that you couldn't have as a result of your workers' compensation case. And it happens all the time. You have somebody that's working a manual labor job. They've been doing it for 20 years. After hurting their back and undergoing surgeries, there's no way they can go back to that same kind of heavy lifting, that they were doing before. Okay. So now we have a young employee that can't do that physical labor anymore. And, you know, that person needs to be able to still make an income and support his or her family. So that's why they have voc rehab available, and you're allowed to get additional type training so that you can go out and make a living that's at least comparable to what you were making before your accident. So, tell you what, we're going to come back and talk a bit more. We're going to talk about some trucking accidents, and we'll see how time allows us to get into some other areas. But let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Thanks.
Maybe you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe your company wasn't following procedure. Either way, you're injured, and now you just want some justice and to pay all these bills piling up. Call attorney Greg Leiter. Greg Leiter has helped hundreds of people in Will County receive millions of dollars to cover lost wages, medical bills, and mortgage payments. If you've been hurt on the job or in an accident, stop guessing and find out if you have a case. Greg Leiter will work with you personally and fight for your rights. What's more, Greg's background in the insurance industry gives him inside insight into how to win your case. It's invaluable experience other personal injury attorneys just don't have. Don't wait another day. Call Greg Leiter at 815-723-7600. That's 815-723-7600. The sooner you call, the sooner you can get help. If you have a personal injury, workers' comp, or medical malpractice case, or know someone who does, call Greg Leiter today at 815-723-7600. Experience and expertise to win your case.
Since 1971, Good Shepherd Manor has been making a difference, providing training for men with developmental disabilities. For most of those years, they've had document imaging technology from Martin Whalen Office Solutions. Good Shepherd Manor President Bruce Fitzpatrick.
We've always had great experience with Bart & Whalen and their service and their sales.
In what way?
They are there to meet your needs as opposed to their needs. They have a lot of integrity.
Integrity, the cornerstone of Martin Whalen Office Solutions, a family-run business for over 75 years.
Martin Whalen and Marty himself has done a terrific job making sure that their business is serving our business.
Martin Whalen Office Solutions at Xerox, the document imaging technology you need, the local service and support you demand.
They're in it to satisfy their customer. We've been satisfied for decades now.
Martin Whalen, visit us at MWOS.com. That's MWOS.com. Martin Whalen Office Solutions.
1340 WJOL has news that affects your life.
Joliet Maritime Girani has some thoughts on the Rialto Square Theater marquee issue.
If the board let the objectors design a sign, there would still be people that wouldn't be happy.
While change is all around us, one thing remains constant. 1340 WJOL is the number one source for news and information for Joliet and Will County.
Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.
Thanks for coming back with us and continuing to join us this afternoon. We were talking before the break about a contingency fee agreement, what it is, how it's generally set up. Then we took a few moments, talked about recovering under a personal injury or workers' comp case for your lost wages, your future earnings. And before we move on, I think it's also important to note, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but if you are injured at work and you have a workers' comp claim, while you're off of work, after you miss three consecutive days, you are entitled to certain benefits. So you are entitled to two-thirds of your regular wages while you are off for a workers' comp case. And you're not allowed to come back later and recover for that other third. But there's other areas of compensation with workers' comp. I thought it was important to at least note that that you are entitled to certain wages while you are recovering from a workers' compensation injury. And, you know, again, just like personal injury, it's going to be up to the doctor, your treating doctor at the end of the day, to implement whatever restrictions or keep you off of work so that you can claim your benefits under workers' compensation. So 815-254-7300 is the number here. 815-723-7600 is the office number. And let's talk for a few seconds about a certain area of the law called trucking law or trucking accidents. And, you know, this is an area of the law that it's a special area. There's a lot of nuances and there's a lot of issues that come up with trucking law that aren't involved in your normal run-of-the-mill personal injury cases. So I'd like to talk a bit about that, but it looks like before we get into it, we've got Barbara holding on line one. How are we doing this afternoon, Barbara?
We're doing great. How are you doing, Mr. Leiter?
We're good. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. So I have pretty much two questions. I do already have a case pending with another attorney. And me and him haven't been really on the same page. And I was hoping that you can explain to me a bit more about the compensation. I brought to his attention that I might be looking for a different attorney, and he told me that the compensation I might get would be decreased by new attorney's fees. And that's something I wanted to clarify before I tell you about my case.
Okay. Well, I guess my first question for you, Barbara, is the arrangement that you have with this other attorney, is this under a contingency fee agreement or is it more of an hourly structure?
No, it is on a contingency fee.
Okay. And do you mind telling us what percentage this attorney's taken?
I believe the third.
Okay. And what kind of, just generally, what kind of case is it?
Well, pretty much it's both personal and my dog injury. So what happened was around 8 months ago, I went to visit my neighbor with the Shih Tzu, and they have a German Shepherd. So the dog ran out of the house, and he pretty much chewed up my Shih Tzu. And as I was trying to break it up, I also got injured. I have some fractured bones. I had some fractured bones in my hand. So that's pretty much both compensation for the medical bills of my dog that at this point are at over $10,000. And also the medical bills associated with my hand, and I also had a surgery. So I'm still treating, okay. And I'm not sure what's going to be the situation with my dog just yet.
Wow, over $10,000 in medical bills for your dog, huh?
Yes, they did have to do some bone surgeries, and and he's been back to the hospital last week, and seems to be an ongoing issue, and I'm sitting on a bunch of bills for both myself and the dog, and I don't really know how to address it.
I've never seen it. Is it Toto from The Wizard of Oz? Okay. Well, there's a couple issues here, Barbara. First off, if you have a contingency fee agreement with your attorney and you were to decide to switch attorneys, your portion at the end of the day, your bottom line should not be affected, okay? What would probably happen is if you've got a one-third contingency fee agreement with one attorney, you have another attorney taking it over probably for the same one-third contingency fee agreement, what would happen is your new attorney would work up your case and hopefully resolve it without having to litigate it or go to trial if possible. And then your new attorney and your old attorney are essentially fighting it out over that one third. Okay, so your bottom line, your two thirds, should remain the same. There shouldn't be any effect, on what you're able to recover at the end of the day. And it's a pretty common scenario. You find yourself in this situation where the new attorney's calling an older attorney. And, a lot of times there's some resentment and there's some bitterness because the old one lost the case. Usually the attorneys are able to cordially work out an agreement in terms of the percentage of that one-third that each attorney is going to recover. And in the situation where they can't agree on numbers, then it's up essentially for the attorneys to battle that out in court and to let the judge decide. And it's based on which attorneys perform the most work and substantial mm-hmm. work on your file.
And nothing really has been done in that case yet, other than sending the few letters, demand letters. We haven't gone to the homeowner's insurance yet because I think the homeowners are trying to see if they would be able to handle the compensation on their own. So there hasn't been that much done yet. I just want to make sure that that's not something that I'm going to have to deal with and hassle with, and I want to be part of this entire process.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be at all. And your new attorney, whether it's myself or somebody else, would shoot off a letter to your old one, and you'd never be contacted by them again, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. So. Hope that helps. And then you had a question here. You've got the Shih Tzu versus the German Shepherd, huh?
Yes, exactly. So it wasn't really an even fight.
Yeah.
So I'm also trying to find out, because the medical costs are becoming higher than I expected. And, and these are my neighbors, and I'm trying to be accommodating to them, but right now I'm sitting on those huge bills.
Okay.
Should I still try to pursue to work with them, or is that something that you as an attorney would handle and work out with them? Maybe it would be better just to go to homeowners insurance. And I think, and they do have it. I think their only hesitation is that they might lose the homeowner insurance.
Okay. And it's hard when there's neighbors right involved, and you wanna maintain the peace, with them. But the medical bills here for the dog, I imagine your surgery are pretty substantial.
They are. Yeah. And I have medical insurance, and so far it's been covered other than deductibles.
Okay.
But the bills are really excessive.
Yeah, and I'm sure you don't have insurance, I'd imagine, for the dog, right?
I do not.
Yeah, so that's gonna be out of pocket. And in addition to the medical bills that are paid for by your insurance company, if you've had a broken bone and you underwent surgery, there's pain, there's suffering, there's probably time off of work. There's going to be permanent restrictions, I imagine, or permanent limitations that you're going to have. So. This could be a lifelong or a significant injury, I think you want to make sure you're protected. So that's why we have insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
so you brought something that I would like to follow up on. So the type of the pay I have, it's the salary plus incentives. So if we're talking about the time that I've missed from work and I was on LOA, so I was being paid part of it, would that be incorporated as well, the loss of income I had, not only salary-wise, but the opportunity to earn additional incentive?
Absolutely. And what we would probably do is I don't know how long you've had this incentive program, but what we can do is take a look at your tax returns and try to figure out an average. Kind of a monthly average that includes, your bonuses, your incentives, to try to figure out, what you would have made, or an average of what you would have made during that time off.
Okay. And if I would like to call you a bit later to talk about it a bit more off air, is there any documents that I should be bringing over with? Or
sure. And feel free. It's 815-723-7600. But, start getting together everything you have. Hopefully the attorney that's helping you right now has maintained a sufficient file. But, your medical records, any bills, any vet records. I don't know if the police were involved.
They were when 911 was called.
Okay, so I imagine there's going to be a police report, and there should be hopefully some information on your neighbor's homeowner's insurance company. And if it makes it easier, and the neighbor's got some hesitations about going through their policy, you can always explain to them that that you're not going after them personally, that that the numbers are getting a little too high for you to handle, that it's going against the insurance company, and you're not looking to take money out of their pockets. So does that
help? Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, it does. Oh. And thank you so much for taking my call. And hopefully we can talk about it a bit more off air.
That's great. Thanks for the call, Barbara. And I hope to talk to you later on about it. So, I'll tell you what, we are coming up at the end. So before Barbara, we were talking about the issue of trucking law. And we're not going to get into too much detail about it today. We can save that for next week. But I think it's important to at least recognize that if you were involved in an accident involving a truck, make sure if you're seeking, and I suggest you do seek the advice of an attorney, make sure it's someone that's experienced in this area, because there are certain laws, certain regulations, and you go about a trucking case a little bit differently than you would approach, again, your normal run-of-the-mill auto accident. So, make sure that if you're involved in that situation, that you have someone that's well-qualified to handle it, that has the experience and knows what they should be looking for and what to be asking for to maximize your recovery on that.
Thank you for listening to Personal Injury Straight Talk. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 1340 WJOL for another half hour packed with valuable legal information to help protect you and your loved ones. Brought to you by Greg Leiter with Leiter Law Offices.